Hi guys, this is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place where you can be taught the truth and encouraged in your relationship with Him. If you find this podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. You'll find a few different kinds of material on the podcast. Most episodes will be teachings that have been recorded in many different settings, including discipleship classes, missionary training schools, Bible schools, and church conferences. You'll also find episodes where Stephanie and I talk about practical life topics and invite you to listen to our own process and perspectives on how we experience Jesus on a daily basis in every area of our lives. We also have some episodes that include interviews with special guests who will share from their own experiences with the Lord. Altogether, we believe this podcast will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and that you will be strengthened in your own relationship with Jesus. Hi guys, welcome back to the Equippers International podcast. Glad you're joining in again for another episode. This episode, I'm flying solo. Seems that the last few times we've been together, I've had the opportunity to interview and spend time with some amazing people, and I hope that's been a blessing to you. I know that I really enjoyed spending time with folks and just hearing different perspectives. And as always, we're just trying to do some things on the show that can benefit the listener, benefit you and your walk with Jesus, and to help strengthen you along the way. So today I'm just, I'm coming to you by myself and just going to do a little bit of good old teaching. Just something that's been on my heart lately. Actually, Stephanie and I have been dialoguing on and off, seems like over the course of the last several months, kind of about prayer and about making our requests known to the Lord. And so I just want to bring some thoughts to you today in this episode and encourage you in your walk with the Lord, and specifically in regards to petitioning the Lord and asking for things. I thought I'd start this episode with this question. How many of you have ever asked the Lord for something in prayer and not received what you asked Him for? And then you come to a scripture I'm going to read in just a moment, and I'm going to paraphrase it now, but I'll read the text throughout in just a moment. But you go back in your mind, maybe you remember a verse where Jesus says, "Ask anything in my name, and the Father who hears you will answer and give you what you request." Now, I want to make one little disclaimer up front. I'm not here in this little teaching time on this specific topic to cover every aspect of our prayer life and every aspect of petitioning the Lord. I know there's several scriptures that play in to this whole idea, and I will allude to some of them and give reference to them. I'm not going to read all of them. So first, just want to go on record to say I'm not going to try to give a holistic thing here. I am going to zero in on one aspect of this idea, and I think try to bring some clarity to it, because I think a lot of us who have been exposed to a certain teaching, I mean, in its most advanced form, I would call it kind of the name it, claim it gospel. And I'm not here again either to try to, as always, I don't try to stand in judgment or give a strong opinion one way or the other about people's beliefs and the way they walk it out. I just try to bring a biblical scriptural understanding and leave it up to the listener to allow the Holy Spirit to teach them. But I do see that it's easy for us a lot of times in our Christian lives to get exposed to an idea, a teaching, a doctrine, if you will, a position that comes across quite strongly in a form of a teaching, and it influences us. And we say, well, the scripture says this, you know, so I should be able to ask the Lord anything I want. And the scripture promises me that if I ask it, He hears me and I'll have my request. Well, you know, that sounds good at face value, but what happens a lot of times is it actually doesn't live very well, and we either become very disappointed, we either start striving in our relationship with the Lord because we really want to hold Him to what the quote scripture says and make sure that we do our end of the deal, then God is faithful to do His end of the deal. And you know, I think it can just bring a lot of confusion. And this is one of those kind of ideas and even a scripture passage. What I'd like to do is just kind of step through the passage. It's in John chapter 16 where Jesus makes that statement. And I was just reading it this week and it kind of jumped out to me in a fresh way. And so I'll make sure I finish my disclaimer. So what I'm saying is I'm not trying to necessarily say that God doesn't hear our prayers and he doesn't answer, because the scripture is very clear. And Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew that your heavenly Father, he knows what you need before you ever even ask. And he says, you know, to look at the lilies of the field and the way they clothe themselves, and look at the birds of the air. They don't toil and spin, but they're provided for. How much more will your heavenly Father provide for you what you need? Okay, so I'm going to reserve a couple comments for that in just a moment. So I'm not here to say that God doesn't want to give us things that we ask him for either. But I just want to bring a little bit of clarity to this statement that Jesus makes in John 16 and kind of put it in context. Now, I want you to actually read a little bit of that passage, and then I'll make some comments. So if you're following along, if you want to get your Bible, we'll have a little Bible study together. It's in John chapter 16, and I'm going to start reading there in verse 12. So Jesus says, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now, meaning you can't grasp them. You can't understand them. I'll give a little bit of running commentary as I go along. I like to do this when I'm reading the scripture and just kind of teach along through the passage. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will make it known to you what is to come. So he will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will make it known to you, or disclose it to you, my translation says. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. So I can't help but stop right here and just make this comment about this beautiful way that Jesus, as the Son, as is his part in the Godhead, sees this beautiful relationship happening among the Father, the Spirit, and the Son. So Jesus says, everything the Father has belongs to me, and that the Spirit is going to take what is mine, since it belongs to Jesus. The Father has rightly given unto Jesus everything, and Jesus is going to then give his Spirit, and the Spirit is going to give to us everything that belongs to the Son. Now, let's just press on in the passage and let's start drawing some understanding of what it is that the Holy Spirit is actually going to give. Well, Jesus already said that he's going to guide you into all the truth. So immediately we see in the passage, whatever the Holy Spirit is going to be giving in the context of what Jesus is saying, he's going to disclose to you, it's the truth. It's not something tangible in that it's a material thing. It's not our daily needs. It's not even our wants. It's the more intangible things. I mean, truth is tangible, but you understand what I'm saying. It's not a material thing that is being given to us. It's the non-material, essential things of who the Lord is, who we are, what he's done for us, the truth of who Jesus is. This is all that the Holy Spirit is going to be making known to us. And so then Jesus speaks these words, starting in chapter 16, verse 16. He says, a little while and you'll no longer see me, and again a little while you will see me. Some of his disciples then said to one another, what is this thing he's telling us? A little while you'll see me, and again a little while you won't see me, and because I go to the Father. So the disciples now have a question. They're like, there's a question mark at the end of that sentence. They're like, what is he talking about? So they were saying, what is this that he says a little while? So they're focusing in on kind of the time frame. They're like, hey guys, what, you know, I can imagine Peter looking over at John saying, what's he talking about in a little while? So they were saying, what is this a little while? We do not know what he's speaking about. So verse 19, listen to what Jesus says. Jesus knew that they wished to question him, and he said to them, are you deliberating together about this that I said a little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me? Verse 20, Truly, truly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will be turned to joy. And then he goes into this illustration in verse 21 and 22 about a woman in childbirth. So just a little bit of side story. What Jesus is referring to specifically in the conversation, I don't want to get too much into this. I don't want to distract from the point of the teaching is about us asking him for things. He says he's talking about he's getting ready to go to the cross. He's getting ready to die. And for a little while, the little while is actually 3 days. 3 days while he's in the grave, they will not see him anymore. But then he will appear to them again and they will see him again. And he likens that short period and he uses the beautiful illustration of childbirth. Usually childbirth takes a day or two. If a woman goes into labor, this was our experience with our children. Stephanie usually took anywhere between 18 to 30 hours to give the full birth and bring the child forth. So Jesus is drawing on an illustration that everybody could relate to, that there's a travailing that takes place in a woman when she's in childbirth, but when the child comes forth, she forgets all of that pain. So he is preparing the disciples for his departure, not his ultimate departure back to heaven, his departure through his death and burial, but that they should take heart because very soon, in a little while, they will see him again. But he knows the disciples don't understand this. And so he's saying, I know you want to question me about this. But now listen to what he says starting in verse 23. In that day, what day? Well, in that day when the Holy Spirit is given, you will not question me about anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be full. And then this statement, verse 25, these things I've spoken to you in figurative language, but an hour is coming when I'll no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly of the Father. Okay, I want to stop there. So let's look at the context. So the context is Jesus's conversation with the disciples. He's specifically sharing with them a deeper understanding of what is going to transpire, what's going to happen in the next few days for them to prepare them that he's going to go away. He's going to die. But his dying is simply a going away for a little while because he's going to be resurrected and come back. So the disciples are wanting to question him. How is that? What does that mean? So Jesus says, look, guys, in that day when the Holy Spirit is given to you, now you and I, the listeners today, are living in that day. We are living in the day where we have been given the Holy Spirit who is teaching us all things. And it's in that context that Jesus says, in that day, you will not ask me anything, but if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you, meaning that he will pour out revelation. One of my favorite verses in Scripture in regards to us seeing things in the Lord is in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18, where Paul is praying a prayer for the believers in Ephesus, and he prays this, I pray to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ that he would give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation into the knowledge of him. So what is that saying? He's saying, I want you to understand that you have the spirit of revelation. So in this context of asking the Father anything, by the way, if you search the Scriptures, this is the only time in all of the Scripture, specific where Jesus is teaching, or anybody else for that matter, where these words, if you ask of the Father anything, he will give it to you. And again, context, context, context. I always tell people, if you're going to be a student of the Word, if you're going to really understand truth and receive from God understanding about what he's trying to communicate through the scripture, we have to start with context. We have to listen to what the authors are saying. Listen to the context of who's talking. What are they talking about? Jesus is not discussing with the disciples anything in this passage about receiving material things, physical things, things that we want in this life. He's not talking about that. That's not the context. The context is specifically about the disciples trying to get their head around, what is he talking about? What does this figurative language mean? What does it mean that he's gone in a little while and then he'll be back? And he says that in that day when the Holy Spirit is given, you won't have to ask anything, or you won't have to question anything. You just ask the Father, Lord, what does it mean? So now, one thing that I run into a lot when I talk to believers, and because I'm a teacher and I love to get into the Word and dig into the Word and really pray before the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to give me understanding and revelation into what He's trying to say through the Scriptures, because I believe that's the best and primary foundational way that we know the Lord is through His Word. Now, the Word being brought to life by the Holy Spirit, who's teaching and revealing the truth to us, it's not just a rote routine of doing a Bible reading every day and knowing, oh, I know a lot about the Scripture. I know a lot about the orders of the Bible and even the history behind it. But it's actually, what was the Holy Spirit trying to communicate? So I hear a lot of believers many times say, you know, I have a hard time reading the Bible because I don't understand it. You know, and so what that translates to me is what they're saying is, I have a lot of questions and I read it and I go, well, what does that mean? And this is the beauty of this passage, and the promise that Jesus gave was that if we'll just ask the Father anything, He'll give it to us. He'll give us understanding. The anything there is, I believe, directly related to understanding what He's trying to say, understanding His heart, understanding His intention, understanding His character, understanding His nature, understanding the truth that is trying to be communicated to us, because He wants our lives to be founded on the truth. So, you know, even using this little teaching as a little illustration, even within itself, a lot of people take the Scripture, they move it out of context, and then people say, well, the Scripture says I can ask anything in His name and the God will give it to me. And so if I just need a new car, or if I need this or that, and that's where we move into what I believe we move into an interpretation of the Scripture that is out of line with the Holy Spirit's original intent and what God was trying to communicate through what Jesus said in these words. He is assuring us that we can be confident that because we have the Spirit as the one who is capable of giving to us everything that belongs to Jesus. You know, I recently wrote a book, and I called it Essential Truth. And it was in that book that I had a specific discussion. I don't remember what chapter it's in, but I remember specifically talking about, what if we understood that everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to us? Now, does that include God's ability to provide our physical needs? Yes, I believe that. And that's why I made a disclaimer from the very beginning of this teaching that I'm not eliminating the place that prayer has in our relationship with God to ask Him for things. But I do believe this with all my heart. And this is where I've come after many years of walking with the Lord. And this is where I am now. I just submit it to you. You don't have to agree with me, but I would encourage you to go before the Lord with it and ask the Lord about this. If you're living in an area of tension in your life because you're asking God for things and maybe you're not seeing your prayer request answered, and or you're not seeing God do what you thought He would do on His end of the deal, because the Scripture, quote, says, ask and He will give. Now, I think more importantly, a deeper place is to understand that God knows what we need. Now, I alluded to that at the very beginning in Matthew, in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says, God knows, and He knows what is good to give to us. You know, many people will talk about if you ask God for a piece of bread, He won't give you a stone. If you ask Him for a fish, He won't give you a snake. Now, that's specifically in the context of Him giving us the Holy Spirit. How much more will your Heavenly Father give to you the Spirit if you ask? So, see, there again, it's not about material things because, see, God is our faithful provider. In Him is all our provision. He will, by His nature, give to us what we need. He will release provision upon our lives in His time, by His means, in His way, because we are His kids. I love it. I'm actually sitting here right now, and I'm going off on a side. I do this sometimes when I teach. I'm actually sitting in a closet at my in-law's house making this podcast. No, I don't have a high-tech studio, but I'm sitting in a closet because it's quiet and there's good sound in here, and I'm looking at a box in front of me, and it says in bold letters, kids, K-I-D-S. We are God's kids. We are His children, and God provides for His children. A father provides for his kids, no matter how old they are, no matter how advanced they are in their ability to, quote, provide for themselves. We are never on our own, guys and girls. I want to encourage you with this. You can always be assured that you are God's kid, and God provides for His kids. So children, you know, I know when little children are small, they whine and they kick and they fuss and they pout and they beg, and you know, but really when you come to a place where you are secure as a child with your father, you almost don't even have to ask, because you know that if a father is walking and fulfilling his God-given heart for his children, he is going to function in a way that he provides. Now, I'm not saying that adult children should always live off their parents, but I'm telling you, the heart of the father is to provide for his children. And as much as a natural father would want to bless and provide for his kids, how much more does your Heavenly Father know what you need, even before you ask? So when it comes to material things, when it comes to what we need, God wants us to walk in a place of absolute confidence that He is able and willing to give to us what we need. Now, if you want to venture out into the area of wants, into the area of extras, I mean, Stephanie and I are facing a season in life right now of huge transition. And there are some things that we believe God is birthing in our heart by way of desires. Do we have 100% guarantee that we can just ask God for those things and He'll do it? Absolutely not. I don't think that is the posture we should have. I think we should make those requests known to God. Philippians 4, verse 7 says, through prayer and supplication, make all your requests known to God. And does it say He will do it? No. It says, because we make our requests known to Him, He will give us His peace. We will have peace in our hearts that He's heard us and that He knows what's in our heart, and He is able to move and to orchestrate things for our good. So it's all about bringing ourselves in submission to His will. And that leads me to one last scripture. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, John, the same author of the Gospel of John, says, "These things I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." Verse 14, "This is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from Him." Now, I believe there's a direct connection in the spirit of what John is saying in 1 John regarding prayer and what Jesus communicates and John records in His gospel. These requests, these petitions, I believe are directly related to being able to understand who God is, what God has done for us, who we are as His children, all the things related to the truth, related specifically to our eternal life, our position before Him as His children, that we have confidence. And see, there's one key that really unlocks this confidence that we have, that we ask according to His will. Now, I want to just deal with one maybe little bit of a sacred cow right here. Now, I grew up in a influence in my spiritual life early on, and a denominational influence, and I'm not going to say names, or I don't like doing that, but it's true. We have different influences that come to us, and one of the highest values of prayer and that influence I had growing up early days as a Christian was that we pray according to His will, and that we just say, Lord, if it's Your will, if it's Your will, if it's Your will. So if it's Your will. But then as I grew and I got exposed to another stream of teaching in the church, they said that that's a very weak prayer, that it's a prayer lacking faith, that we should be more declarative. We should declare things in our prayer life. We should claim things. We should have more confidence. And they bring in other scriptures about having confidence before the Lord. And then that became part of my filter, and it started shaping me. And so what you see how we get different influences in our teachings. And what really, what we ultimately need is we need the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. And I believe this is a very important area of our relationship with God that we need the truth in. And this is what I'm trying to unpack for us a little bit in this episode. So where I've come full circle now is, you know, we're not left to pray, Lord, if it's Your will, do this. The Bible doesn't tell us to pray if it's Your will. The Bible says that we can pray according to His will. Now, how do you pray according to His will? Well, you know the Lord, you know His heart, you know His character, you know how He works. And then you're able to hear the Lord, and you're able to have a witness from the Lord in your own spirit of what He's wanting to do, what He's wanting to show you, and then you pray it according to His will. And what I like to tell everyone when I share this is that God loves to answer our prayers when it comes to knowing Him, when it comes to understanding the truth of who He is. He's not withholding any part of Himself from us. Now, if you pray for material things and your prayer life is full of requests for God to do things in the natural and provide material things, you know what? I'm just here to tell you, after 35 years of walking with the Lord and really doing a lot of this in my own prayer life, God is not always going to, quote, answer those prayers like we want Him to. And so it can lead us to disappointment. It can lead us to disillusionment. It can lead us to even bitterness toward God because we feel like He's not doing what He said He would do. Well, I'm here to tell you that I don't think God ever promised anybody that He could be influenced in that way by our prayers to give us what we want. That's being a selfish child. But what He does is He loves to answer us when we pray according to His will. And I think we can stand on solid ground to say it is God's will that we know Him more, that we understand His heart more, that we understand what He's done for us through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, that we understand who we are as His children, that we understand what it's like to live in covenant relationship with Him. And there's so many things that we can unpack there: righteousness and forgiveness and holiness and sanctification and justification. I'm using all these big theological words, but they're such great biblical words. Understanding how our relationship with Him as sons and daughters looks, the confidence we have before His throne of grace, and on and on and on it goes. It is God's will that we know all these things. So He says, pray according to God's will, and you will know, you will have confidence that when you pray according to His will, He hears you. See, if we're off praying somewhere outside of God's will, and we just are naming things, we don't have any guarantee that God's hearing us. And I think we can get onto a ground where we're really wasting a lot of our time. So let me try to draw it back and draw it into conclusion for us. I hope you're understanding my heart. I hope you're hearing me and trying to encourage us that this scripture where Jesus says, ask anything and your Father will hear it. It is in the context of the questions that the disciples had regarding something Jesus was trying to reveal to them. Now, I promise you that I've seen this in my life over and over, if we will press in to God in our devotional life to know the truth, to know who God is, what He's trying to communicate to us about who He is and what He's done and who we are and how we're to live in our relationship with Him, He is so pleased to reveal to us freely. He will give us everything we request in that context. And we can grow and we can mature and we can come to a deeper place of understanding the heart and the mind of the Lord. Listen, God is not withholding anything from us. I'm thinking about a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where Paul says that we have the Spirit who has been freely given to us so that we might freely know all things that have been given to us. And then he goes on to talk about how we speak those things and we confess those things and we have the mind of Christ. So this place of total confidence in asking and receiving, I believe, is in the place of knowing the Lord. It's not in the place of getting things from the Lord. So I hope you can hear my heart. I hope you can get a hold of this. Sit with these scriptures. Go and read John chapter 16. Read 1 John chapter 5. Go into the Sermon on the Mount and look at how faithful God is to provide what we need even before we ask. I love that about God, that He knows the very, very best even before I ask. And as we walk out life, there are things that God does. He opens doors. He does things in the natural. He does provide, but He does it in such creative and really many times surprising ways. But He is a faithful Father like that. But in our posture before Him, in our request, let's ask the Lord, Lord, show me You. Show me who You are. Show me who I am as Your child. And I believe that we're going to have every request along those lines that our heart desires, because God loves to reveal Himself to us. He loves to establish us as His children so that we can have total confidence before Him. So that's it for today's episode. If you like what you're hearing on the Equippers International podcast, share it with a friend, pass it along. God bless you. And as always, be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.